3-2. Liner on a shot to third. It is caught there by Riley. And the ball game is over. Red Sox fall here 10-4. The walks doom the Red Sox. Bayo, another frustrating start. And Atlanta comes in. And they take 2 of 3.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Will Fleming. Disappointment in his voice because...
the sad dad of baseball in Boston.
Because the Red Sox are a disappointing baseball team. Still in second place, but now 5 games back of the New York Yankees. And, you know, some sobering numbers that our buddy Arcand put on Twitter. The record since May the 1st. So this month, Fitzy.
That would be May.
6-10. Not good.
That's not good. Nope.
Jarren Duran, 232 average, 626 OPS. Trevor Story,
subpar.
164, 425.
Go.
Campbell, it's getting worse, so pay attention. Campbell, 085. 253. 253 is his OPS, not his average. Don't think, oh, you mess things up.
Dear,
you didn't get him in the right. Nope, that's
God.
Bad. Tanner Houck, 9 ERA in 3 games started. Lucas Giolito, 8.16 ERA in 3 games. Yep, you got 2 starters right there with an ERA over 8. You got a guy in the bullpen, Whitlock, your guy, Fitzy. What do you think of him?
Yep.
Still good, right? Still good?
He's been better.
7.94 ERA with 3 blown saves.
Rhymes with wit.
How about you guys, Slayton? You love him, too. 6.75 ERA.
I broke up with
losses.
These guys, though.
They were you dumped them all?
You walked away.
You dumped them. Break is a breakup. May is bad. Bad month. You're
not a goodbye. Yeah. It's a see you later.
You need to
for the summer. I couldn't be polyamorous with them anymore. We had to call it off.
Want to hear another sobering number?
Jeez, you're just hitting me with all these negative numbers. My God, what am I going to do with all this?
Alex Cora's win percentage is now .533 as a manager. Same as John Farrell had in his time as Red Sox manager. And most people think John Farrell was a terrible manager. Is that accurate?
They did, even though he won a World Series. Can you be terrible of a manager if you win a World Series?
Yeah, of course. It's baseball. If you listen to some of the players, he stayed in his office and never came out. They policed the clubhouse and ran the team.
Yeah, they had a lot of veteran leadership on that team. That would track, I guess.
The only thing he did was get in fights with Rich Keefe on the radio and call
him Nick.
They
weren't too fond of each
other. There's some value there.
Yeah, they hated each other. And Alex Cora, let's start there. He's our guy. We like him. This doesn't change. We still like him.
He'll be here Wednesday.
He'll be here Wednesday.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
And we still like talking to him, but tonight... you know who is managing the Boston Red Sox?
Not Alex Cora.
Ramon Vasquez. So you are getting a little sampling. This is like one of those wife swap shows they had on the networks for a while. You're getting a little sampling of life.
A little skip swap.
A little skip swap here. And there's a lot of people. I monitor the text line. I monitor the Twitch chat. There are haters of Alex Cora. There have been for years. They think he skates. There were people that didn't want him to sign an extension. Never mind still be the manager. Mm-hmm. Any of that. They're going to get a sampling tonight. And Fitzy, I know this is like talk radio, let's see what plays out, hypothetical, blah, blah. What happens if the Red Sox go out tonight and just look sharp on the base paths, in the field, at the plate, like 2 strikes, they're putting the ball in play, runners in scoring position, putting the ball in play, they're not What if they look like a better baseball team tonight? It's ridiculous. It's a one-off, one of 162. Mm-hmm. Alex Cora is with his daughter at graduation. He should be. Great dad. But isn't that going to feed fuel and give the haters a little bit of an example of what life without Alex? Yeah.
What happens if the Red Sox play really well tonight in Alex Cora's absence? They get smoked by the Knicks on Tuesday.
You think that is
nothing? Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Of course,
it changes in the minds of some. And
now,
it'll start to pull others.
Andy, one game out of 162, one game after several years being at the helm
taste.
Of the Red Sox.
It's a taste.
No, they just...
it's a small bite.
It's whatever is the name for the effect of, you know, getting out of the norm and trying to prove that you can do it on, you know, like, oh, Alex isn't here. Let's win it for Alex tonight. Let's win it for his daughter. We'll play extra hard tonight. And then he
let's play extra hard when he is here and you've lost 5 of 6.
It's a great question.
If you love him so much, play hard when he's there, not when he leaves. People read those things. When teams play better when a guy is gone, the reality is whether he's fired, sometimes the bump, they'll be like, they're showing you what they felt of him. They didn't win for him. They're playing harder. They're playing better. This is a little sampling. This is a one-off opportunity.
I mean, it's a small sample size. Yeah, to Fitzy's point, yes, it's too small of a sample size to extrapolate anything. But we just talked about in the 3 o'clock hour how we wanted change, how fans are ready for change, and how this team needs change, mm-hmm. a shakeup of some kind. What we have with a guy like Marcelo Meyer, for example, that seems to be the most obvious change is call up the kids. It's not tangible yet. You have zero games of MLB evidence.
Yeah.
What fans are going to grab onto is, now I have one game of MLB evidence of what this team plays like without him. I'm not saying I advocate for it, but you're going to hear it if they win a clean game tonight.
Especially when there's haters. But it doesn't matter whether it's right, whether it's realistic, whether it's genuine. I also don't know what the flip side would be. Do you want the team to go out and stink and like make errors
everywhere?
Yeah,
what if they get absolutely
get thrown
smoked
out?
Again tonight?
Well, then it'll be like some of the games he's been managing earlier
in
the season.
Yeah, then the manager means nothing. Why am I paying him $7 million?
No,
there's no winning.
Boys, then it'll be a true indictment of just what's going on, that these players are not playing up to their potential. There's something wrong with everybody. Campbell's ice cold. Brian Bello is averaging 3 walks a start no matter how many innings he pitches, whether it's 6, 4, 4 and a third, 4 and two thirds. Like, everybody's got something wrong with them. Raffy couldn't hit pitches down the middle for the longest time. Everyone's got something going on right now. I've never seen a team that needs a witch doctor, a week off, a slump buster, something more than these Red Sox. Oh, wait a second. That's something, that magic serum, that rally juice that they need, it's in the form of the two of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, just down the Mass Pike, dying, waiting, super excited to finally get the call and come help the Major League squad out.
You want some optimism?
I could use a little.
They're still above 500 at home. They're 12-11, and they play at home tonight.
There you go. 7 more games on this homestand. Plenty of time for that to change.
What an absolute wagon at Fenway they are. 12-11, huh?
I will also update you, Fitzy, eyes on Lansdowne. Still a lot of Mets jerseys and hats.
I had a feeling it was going to be not even just a split, like maybe more Mets than not. Thank God it's not the Dodgers.
Blue. I don't think it'll be more than 50%, but I do think you're going to see a visual representation of the Mets a bit tonight, and I think if the game plays out anything like a lot of their games have played, you'll hear it audibly in Fenway Park tonight. And speaking of which, we are broadcasting from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. And I'm going to ask you, Fitzy, were we complicit in this disappointment for the Red Sox? And what I mean by that is, did we get too far ahead of ourselves? Were we too optimistic about, you know, the pitching staff, where Walker Buehler, he's good in the World Series, but he wasn't great last year. Giolito, we'll see what he is coming back off of injury. Like, did we get too ahead of ourselves on some of the changes in the lineup? Because everybody was raving about this team coming out of spring training. There were playoffs. Forget playoffs. How deep in the playoffs are they going to go? This was like a definite playoff team.
Playoffs.
And I would include the manager in that. I actually asked him about it a couple weeks ago, and he didn't back down from. He has kept saying this
we're
is a good
baseball
team.
That's the line. He kept saying.
Guess what? You're not.
No, they're not. They're not.
Oh.
So are we complicit in this? Like, did we overestimate this team?
Yes.
Well, the record thus far, now as we approach the third of the way through the season marker, is yes, that we did. But we shouldn't have, because everything on paper, everything about our baseball memory, everything about our senses, everything we heard, everything we read in town, everything the beat writers said, even all the way down to, as we just shared, what the managers told us, said, no, we weren't overestimating this team. This had 90, 92, 94 wins written all over it. They are underwhelming. They are underperforming. They are disappointing at a, I won't say massive rate because it is still early-ish, but to be 23 and 25 and continue losing the way they have, yes, okay, there have been some injuries, but again, I'll do it for Ted. No excuses. You go to bat with who you got. You pitch whoever's available. They've blown more saves than anyone in baseball. They're the cruddiest team in one-run games in all of baseball. That's not anyone else's fault. That is a problem in House Cora, and it needs to get fixed ASAP. Otherwise, we're home stretching it through another one of those, I guess the Red Sox are on, type of seasons.
I don't think we overestimated talent as much as we overestimated, to me, the probability that three additions would overcome a completely inconsistent roster that we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at Crochet and St. Bregman and Aroldis Chapman as, well, we know these guys. These guys are going to bring the peace and tranquility and consistency that this team has needed. What I think we failed to really acknowledge during spring training was, oh, that still leaves us with 23 other guys who we have no idea which version of them is going to roll out of bed day over day. And that's kind of what you see. You see Bregman, who's having a great season and is going to opt out if he keeps playing like this. Crochet, who is your ace and your pig for years and years. I don't mean to put it out there, but you can't overlook it. And Chapman, who's been great, and 23 other guys who you have zero idea what you're going to get game over game.
Mm-hmm. And you've even gotten snippets of good play elsewhere. Like Christian Campbell was awesome for a month. You probably got more than you could have or should have expected.
What's the key word there, though? Snippets.
Yes, yeah. And you haven't been able to piece them together.
Yeah.
Piece together any consistency through the rest of the lineup, through defense. There's a lot of infuriating things, and I think I would, as a staunch Alex Cora defender and supporter for years, I always said, if everybody else did their job as well as I think he does his, they'd be a really good baseball team. And now, when I see Craig Breslow go out and get an ace, and go out and get Bregman, and go out and get a closer, and do some of those things. He didn't get a first baseman. He didn't have a backup plan at first base. I'm not saying it's perfect, but he's done some positive things with the roster building. And I look, it's like, well, you have more talent than you've had. Who do you blame, Alex Cora? Like, you used to be able to point to, we're a young baseball team. We don't have that much talent. We don't have this. We don't have that. Well, I'm not saying your roster is perfect. But you yourself said you're a good baseball team. You assessed your roster and said you're a good baseball team. And that talent has led you to a bad record for a baseball team. So don't we have to say Alex Cora is a key part of that?
Yeah, of course we do. We absolutely have to say, like, he can't skate any longer. I'm just wondering which one of the two of us is going to be the one to highlight that in an interview in person with him at the Ford Club.
You guys are running out of talking heads on this show.
I feel like it's going
to
be Ted.
Dan, would you like to take part in the interview on Wednesday, buddy?
I will plead the Rafael Devers. Nope.
And we've tiptoed into it. I asked him a couple weeks ago, I used Parcells as my pussyfoot into the question. You know, Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are, and he laughed and acknowledged it.
Yeah.
But at what point is it not funny? Is it not something that's easy to talk about? And does it become an elephant in the room? Now, it's also timing-wise, you didn't expect them to be this bad right after giving him a three-year, $21 million extension after doling out, you know, whatever hundreds of millions of dollars they doled out in this offseason. And yet, here we are. How many? Four managers have been fired? Three? Three or four managers have been fired? You know, the Orioles just canned their manager. Why? Because they're not good. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult to.
It's not really his fault. Again, not really their fault. Don't we believe baseball managers have the least impact?
Yes, for the most part. Although I do think sometimes they have an overbearing impact. Not game plan. Not game to game. Not move to move. None of that. Just that's the air of the team.
That's where your critics are also going to be the loudest this year. Is there are definable situations where they're going to point to the manager and go, why did you leave Greg Weissert in for that second inning in Detroit? Yeah. Why did you do this, that? Why did you pitch
to Vlad?
Right, exactly. Why'd you leave Giolito in and that first start in Toronto to give up back-to-back bombs? There are, unfortunately for the fans of Alex Cora, of which I am also one, there are tangible things to point to where the talent wasn't necessarily put in the best situation.
And when you're playing the fine line that they're playing right now behind a team that is not running away with it, three wins is a lot.
Yep.
Four wins is a lot. If you steal those games because your manager is better and he steals those games and he pulls the right strings and they win, we're talking about a different baseball team right now. You still might be a game out or whatever, but you're above 500. You're closer to the Yankees. You're not getting closer to the basement in the East. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gents, I got to disagree. I keep hearing about how talented this team is. they're not talented, and it is Craig Breslow's fault, Andy. I heard you defending some of the moves he's made. It's really simple. This team is a top 10 hitting team. Their total major league pitching ERA is 24th. They have a worse ERA than the Chicago White Sox. Craig Breslow came in as a pitching guru with Andrew Bailey, and he was supposed to address this. Outside of Chapman and Crochet, he has done nothing but net negatives to address this going back to last offseason. There's no number two or number three starter. This isn't hindsight. Houck sucked his whole career except for the first half of last year. Bayo has been nothing but inconsistent. Giolito has been hurt and was on the decline. And Walker Buehler was terrible for the last 3 years. The last thing I'll leave you with is last year the bullpen was a major problem for this team. They had two high-leverage arms. They lost both of those, and they replaced them with only Chapman, one high-leverage arm. So you have a worse bullpen. Your GM did nothing to address it. And this is what you get, a team that can't pitch and, quite frankly, sucks.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Yowk. Wow.
Hard to get happy after that one.
Love the passion, though.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, I thought Walker Buehler, listen, he just got hurt. Maybe when he comes back, he'll be on the uptick. Giolito, I never liked that signing. You paid him $20 million to get better last year. The Houck issue is a problem. And again, you can't have a front line or middle of the rotation starter in a guy like Bayo with a 1.7 whip. Sorry, that's going to come back to haunt you far more often than not.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. I sense a trend of criticism here. Joe and Melrose, what are your thoughts on where the Red Sox are right now, Joe?
Hey, guys. I blame Craig Breslow, not Alex Cora. I mean, baseball is such a frustrating sport because, like, football, like, the best players play. The Red Sox clearly have two of the best players in the organization, the minors, just for contract reasons. I mean, they could have scored more runs, but the bullpen has been killing them. And, like, it's such an obvious move. You would trade to help get more bullpen arms. But Garrett Whitlock's been brutal this year. Staten's been brutal, and it's like they've blown a record amount of games in the bullpen. I can't blame Alex Cora for that.
No.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Wait, did you say you wanted to make a trade for a reliever?
Oh,
weekly Mason Miller mention coming in 3-2.
Yes, if you trade for Mason Miller, this team would be significantly better. Why? Not just because you'd have an all-star closer who throws 100 miles an hour, but you would drop Chapman down. And Whitlock and Slayton and all those guys would fall into lesser leverage situations. And I think they would be better than those roles for most teams. I think that would be now how you do that. I don't think the A's want Trevor Story. I'm not sure. They probably have.
We were so close to manifesting that one, too. So close.
Maybe. But they're cheap. Yeah. They're a small market organization. So maybe they don't have advanced scouts and they don't have MLB package. So they haven't seen many games lately. They also don't have Internet, so they can't check any stats or numbers.
Oh, no.
Online.
What happened to Oakland? Oh, that's right. They're in that little band, Sacramento bandbox, right?
Little minor league field, so maybe they don't know that Trevor Story kind of stinks right now, both in the field and at the plate.
So whatever was printed in yesterday's Sacramento Times or Sacramento Tribune is going to tell.
Isn't it the Sacramento Bee or something?
Yeah, the Bee, the Sacramento Bee, if it still exists, I don't know. But you know, I've been advocating for a closer and a reliever, but I would also say there was again snippet portion time when the bullpen was good. Everybody thought the bullpen was good, right? Mm-hmm. Slayton was good, Whitlock was good, Chapman was good, and now they're not. Is that the only area? Because we're getting to the point where it's really hard to pinpoint something this team is good at other than saying Devers is really hitting the ball nicely. Bregman's hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Like, those are your two. There's nine guys, and you got 2/9 of a lineup that you're really excited about. I thought we were going to have one of those lineups where we were talking about the bottom third being good, having depth of lineup and all, you know, giving pitchers problems, and Rafael is a second leadoff hitter and he gets on and it's hectic and Duran, and none of that has come to fruition.
If everything went well, if you're unknown.
Oh, wait, are you saying most unknown, you can't count on all your unknowns and ifs going well? That ties into my argument with Ted Johnson last week, because I would say you're dead on.
Oh.
Usually when you have a bunch of ifs.
I should have known you were doing a victory lap about something. I just couldn't figure out what.
The Andy Hart rule of 50-50. If you have a bunch of questions or ifs, and I would say this is accurate with the Red Sox, Walker Buehler, Giolito, were questions, were ifs. Like depth at first base, depth at catcher, the depth at catcher worked out. You didn't know he was going to be good. But if that one hits, that means somewhere else you're going to miss. And that's how they've played out. Yep. A lot of those ifs have been split. and you end up as an inconsistent baseball team lacking some depth and different guys in different roles. 617-779-7937. We do need to continue to talk about the first base situation because as boss man Laird had noted, and I saw a couple videos, Christian Campbell doesn't look very comfortable there. It's only 4 days in. We started talking about this on Friday. We're now on Monday, but it doesn't look like he's a fast track to that position.